Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. It's scary good. We'll tell you about it in just a moment.
Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer is designed to increase fertilizer efficiency and can boost your yield potential by 10 to 15%. So, how did we get that number? Well, first, we put Avail to the test in a series of university trials. Next, we brought Avail to the field to prove it can keep your phosphorus available for the entire growing season. Then, we packed our bags and tested Avail across different states, different counties, different fields, and farms just like yours. And after all that proof, well, we took a nap. Now we're ready for our next stop, your crop. Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer has been tested all over the world to make sure you get the most from your phosphorus fertilizer investment. It's good news for your crop as well as your bottom line. And good news, it travels fast. Next up, your crop. So visit ChooseAvail.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
Each year as we plant hard red winter wheat in the southern Great Plains in Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, portions of southern Kansas, we dedicate a number of those acres to not just producing a grain crop, but also a forage crop for cattle. Fall and winter wheat pasture, one way that we try to make money here in the southern plains on our annual wheat crop. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that for 2010, the early budgets that he's figuring look awfully, awfully good.
Let's talk about these stocker budgets that you were telling these guys about today. You called them scary good.
They really are, in some sense. It always makes me nervous when I run a budget and it shows this much money out there. But on the other hand, there are some very good reasons why they look that way. And I am comfortable with the reasoning being there. The actual level, of course, is an unknown at this point. There's a lot of unknowns about a winter stocker budget now. We really don't have any of the pieces nailed down at this point. But as a general trend and as a general market environment that we're in, I think it's indicative of the opportunity that's out there, and that's the key. From a stocker standpoint, that same set of budgets could be applied to someone thinking about retained ownership of their own calves through the stocker phase. So a cow-calf producer might also want to pay attention to the opportunity out there depending on the kinds and the quantity of forage you have available. There may be some post-weaning stocker type programs that would look pretty attractive as well.
So what's a guy to do then? In other words, you say they're still not totally nailed down. How do they proceed?
Well, right now, I think you take it as it looks like there's going to be an opportunity. I mean, the trend, if anything, at this point in general for feeder cattle is up. And so the thing is, you know, as much as I'd like to say go sell at March futures right now and nail in a selling price, if you don't know what you're going to have to pay for them this fall, that's dangerous. You could squeeze out your margin if calf prices actually go up instead of down like they normally do in the fall, and they could this year. So I think you move forward without necessarily doing anything except watching the situation. Once you reach a point where you're going to pull the trigger and buy some cattle, and maybe you can go out now and forward some purchases of cattle. That's one way to do it and nail down the front end. And if you do that, the back end can be taken care of. If not, you go forward until you get to the point of nailing down the front end, and then you want to look at, from a risk management standpoint, of trying to nail down the back end and lock in that margin. So, you know, you can do it a couple different ways, but the bottom line is watch it and know that basically time is on your side here for this thing to continue to offer some potential going forward.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel visiting with us after he had talked at the Wheatland Stocker Conference in Enid in recent days. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, you don't want to miss the 13th annual Angus production sale of the Pollard Farms Sunday, August 29th at noon in the air-conditioned sale facility at the Pollard Farms Ranch, a mile east of Wacomas. 90 lots, 137 head of elite Angus genetics will be offered, including donors, cow-calf pairs, bred cows, heifers, embryo calves, and pregnancies. For more information, contact Pollard Farms, 580-758-1464, or go to pollardfarms.com. We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.